Line Friday. It's back to the phones we go. We got audio of Trump's appearance in Ohio coming up. But first, Mike in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Great to have you with us, sir. Hi.
Hello, Rush. Thank you for taking my call. It's quite an honor. I have a question for you, but I'd like to give just a tiny bit of background first, if that's okay.
Sure.
It's all relevant. I'm a longtime student of yours. Thank you for all the insight and the wisdom over the years.
Thank you, sir.
As a well-informed voter, I am absolutely terrified at the prospect of Hillary Clinton winning the election. And as such, I use that terror. I am a get-out-the-vote volunteer. And I do a fair job of that. I talk to people and get them to, you know, undecided voters to vote for Trump. I've even gotten a couple of Democrats to vote for Trump. I turned them into Trumpocrats.
Very cool.
It's surprisingly easy. All you have to do is a little bit of insight and information. It's amazing how many people do not know about the scandals, the Clinton scandals and so forth. For example, the uranium scandal with the Russians, where Hillary gave away 20% of the production of uranium in the United States away to the Russians. Okay, as an example, nobody knows about that. When I let them know about this, they convert rather easy. Okay?
That is one of the many scandals that was produced by the book Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer. And by the way, these WikiLeaks dumps are documenting practically everything Schweitzer wrote. Everything in Schweitzer's book, and we didn't need it documented, we knew it was true. That book it nails the Clintons, but you're right. The drive-bys are not reporting it. They don't have him on as a guest to explain it. They ignore it or try to ridicule it.
The voice of news.